think back to a time. Maybe it was your wedding. Maybe it was a wedding you attended. Maybe it was a wedding you saw on YouTube because it was so memorable. But think back to that moment when the bride and the groom are feeding each other a piece of cake. Okay? I don't know when the tradition began, but this often becomes a messy moment, right? Some couples seem to look forward to that moment, like, come on, smash it up my nose, get it in my eyeballs, I'm looking forward to this cake thing. And other couples seem to be frightened by the prospect of frosting getting anywhere away from their mouth. But there's this sense, this feeling of, oh no, this might get messy. Many of you have children, many of you have no children, but children have a tendency to get messy, especially the boys, right, Eli? Simeon, we like messes, we like puddles. And even the most unaffectionate children that don't like hugs and don't like kisses, if they're covered in mud or covered in something else that's kind of sticky and gross, suddenly want to hug everybody. Can you feel that? Have you experienced that before where it's kind of like, hey, you're a mess. Get away from me. The text we're dealing with here this morning is an interaction between two people, Jesus and a leper. And I think we are helped if we understand that there's a certain knee-jerk reaction to messes that make us want to step back, that make us want to have a little more distance from that messy person or that messy place. And we see in Jesus, as we've seen week after week after week, Jesus is like us, but he's not like us. Jesus gets weary just like we do, but he sees a mess and he doesn't run away. The big idea I want to get across to you this morning, that I think Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45 are bringing home for us, is that Jesus is our only hope of being clean. Jesus is our only hope of being clean. Let's deal with these first three verses of this 6-verse section, verses 40 through 42. And I want you to see that this interaction between these two men is an interaction of a desperate leper and a willing Savior. We can't understand this situation at all simply by reading this verse. And a leper came to him. Some of you kids are thinking, was it a man or a leopard? Was it a spotted cat? I didn't say leopard. I said leper. But some of us adults don't necessarily know what a leper is either. Some of us have a little medical background and we're thinking Hansen's disease. We're thinking leprosy. We're thinking that can eat your eyeballs up. That can make your fingers fall off. That is a bad disease. Okay, but I want to show you from the book of Leviticus. Raise your hand if you've heard of Leviticus. Keep your hand up if you've read the entirety of Leviticus. Come on, I wish I had some stickers. Chandler, get me some stickers later. Read the entirety of Leviticus. If you know the book of Leviticus, it kind of reads like an owner's manual. Okay? It kind of reads something like an in-depth medical journal. It's not the most riveting stuff. Okay? But if you will turn with me to Leviticus chapter 13, you'll find it on page 90 if you're using that blue Bible in front of you. If you have brought your own Bible, very thankful for that. But you're on your own. I have no idea what page it's on. Leviticus 13. For those of you shaking and wondering, is he really going to read Leviticus? I'm going to do my best to summarize large segments of it. But we're going to read a few verses here and there, okay? So we read in Mark that a leper came to Jesus. And in Leviticus 13, Many of you have Bibles with headings. It says, Laws About Leprosy. Verses 1 through 44 describes what the Bible means by leprosy. One commentator said that this description could include as many as 75 different skin diseases that plague human beings. Okay, so leprosy is not necessarily what we understand leprosy, but a leper is a person suffering from a skin disease. Okay, and what we see in these first 44 verses of Leviticus 13 is that this man, whatever disease he might have, has persistent sores in his skin. They discolor his skin. They spread and they consume the flesh of this man. Okay? Leviticus 13 talks about skin that's being turned white, about hair being turned white, about sores moving out to cover more of the body, and those sores going down and digging into the flesh and tearing this person apart. This individual, just by being named as a leper, is incurably, thus far, sick. He's ill, he's uncomfortable, and he's in a lot of pain. A leper came to Jesus. Look at verse 45 and 46 of Leviticus 13. That's not all. What the law commands for the priests to lead the lepers to do, it says in verse 45, is that the leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes, and let the hair of his or her head hang loose, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, "Unclean, unclean!" And he shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. So we just read in verse 40 of Mark 1 that a leper came to Jesus, but now you have a clearer picture of what that means, don't you? You're imagining a person with sores all over their body. You're imagining a person who's lost hope for a cure because he's been deemed incurable. He has leprosy. You've seen a man who doesn't take care of his hair. You've seen a man who has to wear torn clothing. You see a person who every time he sees another human being around, he has to yell out, "Unclean, unclean, get away from me, I'm unclean." This man has been inspected and marked by his religious leaders as unclean and unfit for worship and dwelling amongst society. He has, in a sense, been banished and exiled from his family, his friends, his society, and sentenced to solitude. A leper came to Jesus. Think for a second the weight of that. You ever had just a sore, one sore on your body that wouldn't go away?